This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. YouTube, Dropbox, Google, Instagram, Spotify, Reddit, Pinterest, BitTorrent. Yep, they're all great examples of what Python is capable of. Yes, the programming language. PyCon APAC 2017 is happening on the 26th and the 27th of August in KL. And here with me to talk about what's the whole fuss about Python language are three massive Python geeks, and they are...
My name is Iqbal. We'll be chairing this year's PyCon APAC, which is, we're going to have it in KL. In my day job, I run a company called Zoxo, which is based in Tokyo, and we do telecommunications for tools for web developers.
All right. And you're also the board member for PyCon Japan as well.
Yes, yes. Although I do not take part anymore in the day-to-day operations of the event itself, the PyCon event itself. My primary role is to connect the Python PyCon in Japan to the rest of the Asia-Pacific and to the world.
All right, and we'll find out more about Iqbal's story. The other two guests are...
So my name is Su Ming. I'm the marketing guy for PyCon Malaysia. I also had 9 years, close to 10 years experience in Python software development. Of course, I got exposure a little longer than that.
Mm-hmm. And you also volunteer in the SINA project as well?
Yes. So I volunteer to a small NGO called SINA project. We also use Python a lot.
All right. We'll find out in just a moment. And also we have Hilmi.
Hi, Jeff. My name is Hilmi. My daily job is a software engineer in a government agency called MIMOS.
Ah.
Okay.
All right. And we're all going to find out, you know, obviously every one of you is, you know, having, it's a software developer background, software engineer background, and, you know, three massive Python geeks. I understand there's also, like, you know, whole camp of, you know, Python camp and other kinds of programming language camps. And we may cause an argument, we may cause a fight, we're not sure. But let's begin of, like, what is actually, you know, the whole fascination about Python language? Why is it a language that we feel like it's good enough to create an event around this? It's a conference about a language. This is something very unusual for the outside community, but for developers and programmers alike, they probably know. But from the outside world, why is Python such a big thing?
So Python is a programming language. Actually, it's a language started very early on in early 90s. Believe it or not, it's actually named after Monty Python and the Flying Circus.
Not so, the snake, that means?
No.
Ah, see, a lot of people got confused because a lot of people actually thought it was from the snake.
No.
It's not. It's actually from Monty Python.
Yeah.
Ah.
So, it's a very powerful programming language. Unfortunately, it's not the holy grail of programming language. So, pun not intended.
It's not like the most sexiest of programming language, right? Because you see that, like, you know, Ruby on Rails, like, you know, the way they market it and all, like, it was a, you know, very sexy thing in a way. Everyone's learning, oh, this is so cool. Python just, you know, it's the core of it. Like I mentioned, YouTube, Dropbox, Google, they all have some sort of Python capabilities in them.
In a very high level, Python as a language is a very flexible language. At one time, it's used for making tools for game designer. Civilization 4 had a scripting engine layer in Python. They stopped using that, but Civilization 4 have that at one time. It's a very flexible language in the way that it can be used for multiple reasons. So you can use it for web development. You can use it for analyze data. We have a whole group of scientific community that are using Python for data analysis, which in turn being used for the big data movement, data analysis and all that. Of course, you can build a website, you can build backend services. It's a very flexible language.
Mm-hmm.
And as a language, also originally designed for learning, so it's also a very easy language to learn. To me, what's very cool about Python as a language is it's a language that you can teach people to learn, and it's not a big jump from after learning to actually do something useful after whatever they learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, just to be fair, Jeff, before we started our talk now, I was saying that when we talk about languages, you can actually get into religious wars. Right? And there is not one single programming language that will do every single thing that you want it to do. So certain languages are more geared towards scientific applications, or if you really want speed, you want bare metal, then you can even go to the assembly language if you want. Mm-hmm. Right, but Python, one of the main differences I think in Python is they have like certain core concepts. For example, one of them is that batteries are included, right? Which basically means that you don't need any external libraries if you want to do something different than what the core programming language has. If you download the whole package, you have everything in there. There's also this one concept called, there is only one correct way to do it.
Right.
In Python.
Okay.
Right. So, in which is pretty important. Well, I wouldn't say it's important, but it fits with a certain way of thinking of certain people. Right. Compare it to Perl. There's another programming language called Perl, which is also a scripting language. There are many ways to do something with Perl. On Python, there's only one single way to do it. So it's like two different ways of looking at it, and it depends on actually which your heart belongs to.
Right.
Right. So that's where you get the religious wars, because obviously there's no correct answer, right? It's up to you. But, you know, when people get heated, no way, man.
Yeah. You can obviously just imagine the amount of people who would say, you know, different things about, you know, certain languages and so forth.
Yes. Yes.
A war. Yeah. It's really a war.
Yeah. No one can win.
Yeah.
No one can win a war.
There's no perfect programming language per se, right? Every programming language has its pros and cons. It's how you utilize it for what purpose it goes into.
Exactly. Yes.
Tell me about, you're obviously working with Mimos, and how big of like the community for, you know, using a language like Python in like a government agency? Is this something fairly like, you know, new in the sense where it's really core? How did you sort of stumble upon this? And, you know, how's your experience been, especially, you know, using Python in like government agencies and stuff?
Okay. Before I joined Mimos, I was working with the MNCs and also some startups. Mm-hmm, so that's when I discovered Python. So the startup that I joined in 2009 was based in Dublin. So they are using Python extensively for creating test features.
Mm-hmm.
But the core programming language is still C and C++ and also Java. So we use Python to glue the technologies together.
Right.
So I find it very cool. But in Malaysia, I would say Python is fairly new languages. I think maybe with the coming of the big data, machine learning only, the Python names is coming to the academic world, so see, in Malaysia.
What is being used, at the moment for Python language? Because, you know, you mentioned it could be used for so many different things. At this point of time, what's making Python so popular?
So in Malaysia, mostly for web development, Django is a very very popular tool. We call it a web framework to building website. Data analysis is becoming one of the more popular ones because big data and all that. And also, it turns out that the scientific tools is also very useful to create machine learning system, artificial intelligence. Google released some of their tools on AI and all that with Python as a first class tools to be used by others. So I can foresee the Python getting more use because of artificial intelligence and data analysis.
Mm. What are you using? You mentioned at the start, you're using Python as part of your volunteer project with SINA project as well.
Yes.
So how are you using Python in a volunteer project?
Okay, SINA project is a NGO around democracy and openness. What we do is we build tools. We analyze data. We release data. We use occasionally, we use a technique called scraping, processing website into a structured data format. A lot of these tools are written in Python because the tools available, and it's actually very common for people to use Python. Specifically, for example, you want to scrape website, we use a thing called Beautiful Soup. You want to do analysis, we use Pandas and all that. And also, after we analyze data, we can use the data to build application. So that's where we build websites. We build some basic tool for monitoring and all that. So we use Python very heavily. The only thing we can't do, and the thing that Python is not very good at, is writing mobile application, which is why SINA project don't really have a mobile application yet.
Right.
Okay. But we use that heavily from data analysis, processing, to web application.
Let's take a short break. I'm talking to Iqbal Abdullah Hilmi Bakari and also Ng Swee Meng. They are three Python geeks, and we're talking about PyCon APAC 2017. It's going to happen in the 26th and 27th of August in Kuala Lumpur, and we'll be right back in just a moment. And Iqbal, I want to find out after this of, you know, how did you become the board member and bringing an event down like this to Malaysia, and also what to expect in just a moment. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
And we're back, and this is Tech Talk. My name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm here with Iqbal Abdullah, Hilmi Bakari, and also Ng Swee Meng. They are three massive Python geeks, and we're talking about the upcoming PyCon APAC 2017. That's happening on the 26th, 27th of August in KL. You know, early on, we talked about the language itself and why it exists. Obviously, there's so many different usage of it. It's being popular because of the web development area. I'm guessing a lot of startups are probably, you know, utilizing Python programming language. Let's talk about, Iqbal, from your experience in terms of, you know, when you first joined, I read a story about how you discovered the community of the PyCon community itself and realized there's actually a lot of people here and great ideas that we should all get together as, you know, engineers and programmers and create something or just discuss and talk about it. Tell me about that story itself. You know, it started off in Singapore. What year was this?
Right, this was 2010. So my journey with Python started in around 2002. That was the year when I joined Yahoo in Japan. Sounds so old when you say Yahoo now, right? It's no longer existent in the US.
2002,
yeah.
That was before the iPhone as well.
Before the iPhone, yes. At that particular, during that time in Yahoo, so there were two main languages. One is C, C++. We were using C to actually output the websites, which is pretty crazy stuff, because if you want to change a single code, like a word, you need to recompile the thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. So it was really crazy. And then there was Python, and the version was 1.52, and we were using it mostly at the back end to process like log files and stuff. Right. So I learned Python then. It was the first time I met Python. And then after using it for around 7 years, and then I think I stumbled by chance, there was a conference that's for Asia Pacific conference, the first time for Python called PyCon APAC, which was going to be held in Singapore, Singapore, right? So I said, hey, why not? I want to learn more about what people are using this language for and how is it being used in different parts of the world. And Asia Pacific means that everyone from around the region will come there. So I went down to Singapore from Japan with a few friends of mine. Turns out that the person who was chairing that conference was this guy called Ben Kiat. He's actually a Malaysian. Right. And so it's a destiny. And after that, when we got back, I enjoyed myself there. I met a lot of people. I got a lot of ideas and met some Japanese, a few Japanese people who was actually who came, but I didn't know them before. And then when we got back, we were thinking, why don't we have one in Japan, right? So there was a four of us at the time. We talked about that. And in 2011, we decided to have the first mini PyCon. We called it mini PyCon in Japan. 100 people came. No one knew how to run a conference. No one knew how to... What is actually, why do you want to make a conference in the first place?
On a programming language, it's just a very odd thing to do, right? Like, what do you go and do there? Do you take out your laptops and start programming things? Or
actually, that's what happened.
Right, okay.
usually you go to conferences. It's pretty simple if it's like an academic conference, right? And it's also for businesses where you go there and then you try to sell stuff or try to showcase stuff, right? So that's pretty straightforward, but we didn't know how, but the APAC conference in Singapore gave us some ideas on how. We just felt that we should get together. No one has ever done it before, at least for Python. And 100 people came. They had a blast. The food was free. We had sponsors and everything. So So the Japanese has this thing, the thing called Kaizen, which they take something, do it once, sit down, think about what went wrong, what went right, and then fix it and do it again and iterate. So that's what we did. And then we did a second conference, a third conference, fourth conference, and then...
Perfecting the model.
Perfecting the model, mm. how to make sure how to build a relationship with sponsors and stuff and everything. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. then talking to people, building up the conferences after 3 years. And then finally, we came to a point that now Singapore was having this APEC conference for 3 years, consecutive 3 years in a row. And they were starting to get tired of it. They say it's APEC. Someone else needs to do this.
Right.
Right.
So that's where you all stepped in.
Right, right. So now it's kind of like an informal Olympic kind of stuff. So you bid for it. You say,
ah,
okay.
Right, okay.
Right. We raise our hands. We say that we're going to do it. And then at that time, they were within the Asia-Pacific region who the connection that we have with different countries and different communities were non-existent. Mm. There was only Japan and Singapore that knew each other, that know about PyCon and have actually done PyCon in their respective locales, right? Mm-hmm. So Japan said, okay, since there was no one else, then let's do it in APAC. And then people from Korea came, people from Taiwan came. We met them, and then they say, this is great. You know, I do Python in my country, but we don't know other people. Mm. Right, so
what's fascinating for me here is how you know there's so many people from so many different countries. So obviously, English is not the first not the first language for them. They obviously speak so many different languages, but they all could relate to when they come for an event that is based on a programming language, which is part of their daily life, and they see the value in this, even though you know they don't entirely actually speak the same language as you do in the sense, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. What amazes me, Amati, now is that in the previous PyCon, which they had it in Seoul in 2016, it was the first time that we met this guy from Vietnam, right? We try to proactively get in touch with all these different countries. It's APEC, so we still haven't got in touch with people from Myanmar, for example, from Australia. Mm. We never actually met them.
Yeah.
And so the first time this guy from Vietnam came, I still can't forget the look on his eyes. It was it light up basically. I want to have this in Hanoi. Mm. That's what he said.
Ah.
Then we knew that the seeds have been planted. Now people are talking about I want to have another PyCon in Thai. How do I in Bangkok? How do I actually get around organizing? Can you help us with sponsors? So the APEC community in that sense is like a loosely knitted group which tries to help all these different people that they want to have their own regional or, I mean, a local PyCon.
And it's just great, I guess, in the amount of years since 2010, Singapore, and then now, you know, PyCon APEC happening in KL. But, you know, you talk about the local sides, you know, in Thailand they're talking about it, now Myanmar talking about it, Japan obviously is talking about it. And I guess, you know, when you have all these small communities who are, you know, talking about this, that's step one that is done, right? Get the awareness up. And then step two is, you know, go crazy with the idea in a way, right? Helmi, you're also the co-chair for PyCon APEC 2017 as well.
Yeah.
What are we expecting this year around? It's an APEC event. Obviously, right. You know, we talked about, you know, the local events that are happening around the region. But what's an APEC event? Like, how are we bringing, you know, so many people from so many different nationalities? What are we going to expect that's going to happen this time around?
Okay, we try to bring more people from APEC area, but I think as of now, majority of the attendees are coming from Malaysia actually,
which is still a good sign.
Still a good sign, but we need more promotion to other locals so that can attract more people to come in. Mm. And then we have a good support from Iqbal said before, Korean, Japan, PyCon Japan, and also Singapore. Mm. Mm.
Who are we looking for to come for this kind of event, like a PyCon APEC?
So PyCon is a very technical conference. We are looking mostly at software developer, system administrator, technical person, technical leads, CTO, technical managers.
You got to know Python before you come for PyCon?
No, in fact, one of our unofficial goal is actually to introduce the language.
Ah.
So we want to show what it can do. And also, maybe hopefully there is a few beginner session so that you can pick it up. But more importantly, it's about knowing the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe it or not, I'm a little sick of seeing the same faces, and we always try to hide each other. It's getting annoying.
It's enough of seeing everywhere, you know, everyone in the same event, and you know, we want to see new people.
Correct. So the whole idea is bring more idea, give more tools to the IT industry, so that the industry have more tools to be used to improve themselves, and at the same time bring more people in so that we can expose more, getting more people to the group, etc.
Yeah, just one thing I'd like to add, a very important thing actually. Although the conference is called PyCon APAC, it is actually for the locals. So the original idea why we want to have a regional conference in this part of the world is that it's difficult for us to go to the US. That's where the language was not born there, but it's where it's developed, and that's where everything is happening.
And we give examples that are all coming from the West anyways, right?
Right. So new things, new ways of using it, how the community is moving forward. Usually they are in the US. And in the US, they have actually the biggest yearly PyCon conference. 5,000 people go there. They have come to a point that they can't have any more people coming. It's just too huge. Their budget is for one conference is over $1 million. So that's how massive it is. But for the rest of us in Asia Pacific, not all of us can go to the US. First, obviously, because of the financial strain that it puts, and also the time. We don't have the time. So if you can't go there, we need to bring it here. So that's the original idea why we have PyCon APAC. We get a centralized place which is accessible to most people in the Asia-Pacific, and we get some interesting people from the US or from any part of the world to come here, mingle with the crowd, talk. We can learn from each other. So that is why we have regional conference. This is actually not for Asia-Pacific, it's actually for the locals.
Mm.
It will move around. Maybe next year, we don't know yet who's going to host that. But then that APAC, shall we say, brand will be in that particular locale. It might be in Indonesia. It might be in Bangkok. It might be in Jakarta. And then that it will be for the locals there.
Mm. You had PyCon Malaysia in 2014, am I right? That was the first local PyCon-centric event that is based on the Python language itself. How much has changed from then? Because 2014 was quite a while ago.
Yeah. So, So first, it's of course a smaller crowd since then. We got a lot bigger crowd. 2014, 3 years back, we have 70 people. Now we got, last one, we had close to 100, 150.
Wow. Okay.
So there's a growth, good thing. The topic of interest also go very differently. At one time, we are very web-focused. This year, spoiler alert.
For those of you who don't want to hear, switch it off. Just put it on mute.
based on current list of talk submitted, we are moving from web-focused to data-focused.
Yeah.
So we are covering a lot of how to analyze data, how to use AI to analyze documents or process documents. So the topic, of course, shift somewhat differently.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean we stop using Python for web development. Mm-hmm. It's just that the locals are exposed to more things to do, more capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main one.
Not only in terms of the technological capabilities of the language itself, actually what you use it to do what, it is actually also in terms of the community itself, the shared values that we have. So in the first 2014 PyCon, we talked more about what you can do with the language, what people else are doing. Now we are trying to grow it also with the values that we believe the community should share. For example, diversity, you have the code of conduct, how do you actually talk to each other. This is actually part and parcel of the language. It's not just a conference about programming language. You need to look at it a community as a community.
Mm.
So this, we are moving towards that. That's what's happening in the US. And I think it's good. In the end, programming languages are basically the same thing. They do the same thing.
Yeah. They solve problems.
Basically. It solves problems. The difference between all these different programming languages are actually the people that use them.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what is the biggest difference.
So the conference is always about people. And which is why there is, while the community change, there's something that we can improve on. For example, one of my personal mission is actually getting more women to participate.
Mm. There's a rise of women in the programming world.
Well, in Malaysia, at least from my experience, in the corporate IT department, we can get from 30 to 50% women.
Wow.
Startup, a little less. But in a conference, we don't reach that level. It's one of my personal mission because it just doesn't make sense. Because I've worked with women bosses before, women tech leaders. I think that if we had a conference that don't have enough women, I think there's a missed opportunity here. Mm-hmm. So something that we need to improve on. That's one of my personal mission to improve the conference, not just on tools and technique, but also diversity and all that.
Mm, mm. Right. In that context, so we've actually reached out to this particular group, this group called Women Who Code. It's originated from the US, but they have a chapter in different countries, and the committee that's run PyCon are all men. And we do not have the mindset or we do not know how to reach out because we are not women. There's no women there. So we need help.
Mm.
And we reached out to them and they have agreed to tie up with us. Ah. And then we will introduce them to people who can teach, do like classes or training sessions for their community.
Nice.
And then at the same time, you know, talk about PyCon, why don't you join us? So
it's a win-win situation.
Interpollination, yeah. I guess, between these two different communities. And then that might help us see different new things, and then we come back to the part where the community needs to go to move towards the shared values, which I think is actually values that are universal with any community.
It always comes down to, you know, programming language is about solving real world problems, and you know, it's about the community. It's gender agnostic. It doesn't it doesn't matter whether you're a male or a female, whether you're young or old. It could be an 8-year-old programmer, it could be a 56-year-old programmer. It really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, the programming language just comes down to what problem you're trying to solve.
And more importantly, the conference is about sharing.
Sharing
across, not just keeping stuff for ourselves, but sharing technique, knowledge, and give up. In turn, we get a lot more in. About sharing to others, regardless of everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. And where can we find out, where all this magic happens? If I want to know more information, where can I go on and check out about PyCon APAC?
Okay, you can check our websites at pythonmy.com. And then we also are selling tickets by PTX. You can search for PyCon APAC 2017 in PTX, then you can find the ticket there.
What's the retail for, what's the price of this event? What's it going to cost me?
Well, there are two types of tickets, right? The standardized ticket and the subsidized ticket. The standardized ticket is 360 ringgit. The subsidized ticket is basically half price of that, 180 ringgit. Now, why we call it subsidized ticket is basically half of the cost. 360 is basically just the cost. We are, by nature, a non-profit. We don't make profit from this.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us are getting paid, right? So the subsidized ticket is halfly subsidized by the sponsors and whatever cash that the PyCon, there's a partnership that actually manages the bank account, partnership has. The subsidized tickets, unfortunately, is sold out.
All right.
Okay, that's done. And that's done and over with. So there's only the standardized ticket, which is 360. But you get makan twice a day. You get access to all the talks for the two stretch days, and most importantly, you get to meet many wonderful people.
Yeah. The networking, and you get to see the magic happens as well.
Yes, right? Yes.
All right. Also, you get to meet all three of my guests here: Iqbal Abdullah, Hilmi Bakari, and also Ng Swee Meng. They are massive Python geeks. I hope that there's no arguments that is going on Twitter at the moment. If you want to find out more information, again, the website is
www. PyCon.my.
All right. And this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.